好，感谢主。今天讲到的题目是施灾真无奈。
The sermon today is the helplessness of the last plague.
Yeah, 我们在讲到一些有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before the preaching, let's pray to God.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you in the grace.
我们实在是想不到你用一只小小的狮子来成就你伟大的旨意。
Just out of our expectation, you just a little lies.
你让狮子满了整个埃及地。
And you just let it just fulfill all the Egypt.
而且你造狮子的方式跟造人真是很像。
And the way you just create a net, it just is very similar that you create human beings.
你用尘土造人，你也用尘土。变成狮子。
You use the dust and to create human, also that for the net.
由此也看见我们人的生命也卑微如狮子一般。
And you just also let us see our life, it's just as a little humble, just like the net.
这是为什么人要谦卑啊。
And that is why the human being, we need to.
主啊，求你借着今天的讲道教导我们。
Lord, please teach us through today's sermon.
帮助我们晓得如何看重每一件卑微渺小的事情。
And just let us just focus on just every single little thing.
也不要去轻看任何一个卑微渺小的人。
And do not look down on any of the little humble person.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
阿门。
阿门。
好，施灾真无奈。
The helplessness of the last plague.
呀，上帝会派卑微渺小的、小小的、微小的狮子，在埃及地成了他的大事。
God just a little net and to just fulfill his will.
我就觉得好像是好人是一个好的伤疤就忘了疼啊。
I think human being just like once the pain is gone, we forget the lesson.
而且这也似乎成了我们亚当后裔的一个典型特征，对吧？
This seems to be a typical trait of Adam's descendants.
从这个经文一步一步带领我们走到今天呢？
So from the scriptures, just guide us to today.
我们可以看见青蛙走了。
We see the frogs were gone.
摩西也离开了法老了。
And Moses had left Pharaoh.
要去为扰害法老的青蛙呼求耶和华，对不对？
And Moses went to pray to the Lord to remove the plague of frogs.
这个人心真的比万物都诡诈。
The human heart is deceitful than anything else.
法老一看，心里边就开始活泛起来了，想问题了。
So when Pharaoh saw this, and he thought about something.
他说：“可能这个青蛙是因为我法老的名号。”而被吓跑的呢？万一是
？The pharaoh may thought to himself, maybe the frogs left because of my this royal blood.
这个人要无赖起来，你真是没药医的。
If people just want to be just like this, and we just cannot help with that.
圣经记载呢，就于是法老就硬着心不肯听他们的。
So the pharaoh just hardened his heart and refused to listen.
然后怎么样呢
？What else did he do?
就是继续作死呗。
Then he continued, just continued, and down the path of the self-destruction.
我们来看第一点。身杖击打地上的尘土。
That's like the first point, striking the dust with the staff.
呀，狮子好像没什么了不起，对吧
？This may be small and no big deal.
但是狮子虽然小，但架不住它多呀。
But since even though they're small, but they're just when they're a lot of it, and it's hard, it's unbearable.
其实想想我们自己，我们平日对狮子也是很轻蔑的，对吧？
In fact, in our daily lives, we should just look down on them.
我们可能很少有人会很看重一只狮子。
And we don't take that seriously.
如果你走过德州的田野荒地，也难免被狮子咬的。
If you walk through the fields in the open land in Texas, it's almost inevitable that we may.
你被狮子咬了之后，你会怎么样呢
？Once you were bitten, what would you do?
你会不会心生怨恨呢
？Would you feel annoyed?
你至少会心生厌烦，会不会啊
？Maybe.Just feel just resentful.
或者在茶余饭后的时候也会埋怨几句，有没有
？Or at the very least, maybe you just complain a little.
但是我们要从神的角度看狮子，可能有别的不同的角度和看法，对吧
？However, if we look at from God's viewpoint, maybe we have different thing.
我们看看在出埃及记是如何看待这个狮子的出现、狮子的出场，对我们的教训是什么？
So let's see what God wants to teach us through the book of the Exodus.
首先是出于向神的感恩。
First, thanksgiving before God.
这可能会是一件很奇怪的事情喽。
This sounds strange.
呀，凡事谢恩会不会也包括被狮子咬呢
？Giving thanks in all circumstances, including even just being bitten by gnats.
这对我们很多人会困难，会不会啊
？Even be difficult for us.
那这么个小事也要去感恩吗？
Such a little thing, should we just give thanks?
如果发生一件什么大事情，我们去感恩比较容易理解啊。
If we have some big issue, maybe we can just.
我们感恩祷告也是有理由啊，对不对
？Should the reason
但是大家不要忘了，信仰正是由千万件小事情组成的呀。
But faith is actually made up of thousands of small things.
要但以理坐在狮子坑里边安然无事啊。
Daniel sitting just unharmed in the lion's den.
这算是一件大事了，对吧
？This could be just as a big thing.
感觉起来好荣耀啊。
Does this sound as glorious?
狮子跟我在一个坑里都不咬我，都不吃我。我们可以想一下当年的但以理出来跟大家分享说那很威风啊。
So at a time when Daniel just shared the story and maybe he's kind of just very impressive.
我相信法老也万万没有想到一件事情。
And I think maybe out of Pharaoh's expectation.
这摩西的神竟然会用小小的狮子来对付我们这伟大的埃及啊。
The God of Moses will use something as small as nets to confront mighty Egypt.
更严重的是，他用一个小小的狮子来对付我这个至高无上的法老啊。
And even the supreme Pharaoh himself.
那以色列的长老呢
？What about the elders?
是否也会因为小小的狮子而忘记向神发出感恩与赞美呢
？Would also forget to give thanks and praise to God because of something as small as nets?
那么你我呢？
What about you and me?
我们会不会为一些小事情去感谢神呢
？Do we give thanks to God for little things?
每天的日常小事有没有感谢我们的主呢
？Do we give thanks to God for the daily little things?
或许我们会忽略哦。
We may just ignore.
但是所谓小事不忠，大事不用，讲的就是这个道理啊。
This is exactly what Scripture means when it says, "If we're unfaithful in small things."
求神帮助我们弟兄姐妹，从今以后我们看重身边发生的每一件小事，好不好？
That for now, we just do not neglect that little thing.
其次是杖打地上的尘土。
Second, striking the dust off the ground.
为什么要打尘土呢
？Why striking at just the dust?
我想很少人会想明白这个道理的。
I think not very many people understand that.
因为人如果心里边骄傲，是没有办法看见神的作为的。
Because when a person is proud in his heart, he cannot see the work of God.
要可能以色列人还在等待耶和华在那移山倒海呢，会不会啊
？Perhaps the Israelites were still waiting for the Lord to move mountains and part seas.
想不到却看见摩西吩咐亚伦用杖击打地上的尘土，他们也百思不得其解啊。
They never expected to see Moses instruct.Aaron to strike the dust off the ground.
呀，尘土可是世间中最卑微、最渺小的存在，打它干什么呀
？Dust is the lowest and the most insignificant thing in the world. Why does it strike?
但是我们世人可能忘记一件事情，我们人是怎么来的
？However, people may just easily forget and how we were.
神造人正是用的尘土啊，弟兄姐妹。
So God just created man just from dust.
那么我们人的光景又是怎样呢
？So what is the situation of human beings?
从大概率去观察这个人类啊。
If we just in general just look at human beings.
往往不是无知就是健忘。
Human beings are either ignorant or forgetful.
总是忘记神的恩惠与大能，会不会啊
？We just constantly forget God's grace and power.
大卫当年就有这种感受。
So the King David did have the feeling.
他看见神所创造的天地万物，他就说话了。
When David looked at the heaven and all that God has made, he said,
他说人算什么主啊，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟顾眷顾他。
David said, "What is mankind that you are mindful of them, and the human beings that you care for them?"
我想这或许是人世间最讽刺的一件事情，对不对
？Perhaps this is one of the greatest.Ironies of human life.
就是神没有因为人的渺小而轻视他。
God does not despise us because of our smallness.
人却因为神的作为而轻慢神，这是多可怕的事情。
Yet people despise God because of the way He works.
呀，最后原来是神的吩咐啊。
Finally, it was all by God's command.
可能以色列人到现在也会忽略一件事情，会不会啊
？So one thing that Israelites may have still overlooked.
就是击打尘土，召唤狮子过来，竟然是神的作为。
And then striking the dust and bring forth the nest, it was God's word.
这不是我说的，乃是圣经明明白白写在那里说的。
This is what I said. It's just from the Bible.
他怎么说的呢
？So how does the Bible describe?
他说这件事情就是耶和华吩咐摩西的。
The Bible says this is what the Lord commanded Moses.
呀，如果你问我怎么知道呢
？If you ask me how I know about it,
怎么知道这是神的作为呢
？How do I know it's God's word?
呀，你我今天读经就可以知道，对不对
？We know it today simply by reading scripture.
但是如果神将你我放进摩西的时代，你又如何知道呢？
But if God had placed you and me in Moses' time, how would we know?
其实往往是有一些属灵的常识，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, actually, there's like a spiritual common sense.
先知弥迦就给出了这样的常识性的答案。
Prophet Micah gave us the answer.
他说：“世人呐、啊，耶和华已经指示你何为善了。”
He has shown you, oh man, what is good.
那谁能否认这句话呢？
Who can deny this?
啊，上帝向你要的是什么呢？
So, and what he had just required of you?
弥迦就继续说了。
Micah,
你只要行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行，就那么简单。
To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
如果你是如此这般的行事为人，你就知道这是神的吩咐，神的作为。
If you behave like this, then you know this God's word.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
使尘土遍地变作狮子。
Turning the dust of the ground into gnats.
有谁能告诉我狮子是怎么来的呢？
Tell me, where do nets come from?
会不会科学家也会给我们一些生物上的解释呢？
Scientists may give us a biological explanation.
但是今天圣经给我们的答案是，耶和华使尘土在埃及遍地变作狮子。
Today the Bible gives us the answer. The Lord made the dust throughout the land of Egypt become gnats.
首先是顺服的大能。
First, the power of obedience.
我想我们可能都忽略了一件事情。
We might overlook something.
就是尘土变作狮子的本质到底是什么？
And what is the essence of dust turning into gnats?
这是我们极其容易忽略的。
And this is the part we just easily just neglect.
我们甚至也很难想到的。
And it's hard for us to imagine.
就是亚伦、摩西对上帝的顺服，缺一不可。
And that is the obedience of both Aaron and Moses. Neither could be missing.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们不妨想一想。
Let's think about this.
尘土变狮子是一件极其不合理、不合乎理性的事情，对吧？
Thus becoming gnats is completely irrational.
呀，先是耶和华对摩西说。
First the Lord spoke to Moses.
然后摩西不仅不怀疑，还相信。
Moses did not doubt and he believed.
甚至他还笃信不疑呀。
He fully trusted without hesitation.
摩西如果是有那么一丁点怀疑，或者是小信，
If Moses had any doubt or even a small lack of faith,
都无法完成对亚伦去说的使命啊。
He could not have carried out his mission to Aaron.
或者说如果摩西说的语气不确定，结结巴巴，
If Moses spoke hesitantly and uncertainly,
那亚伦可能就会想了，连摩西都不信耶和华所说的话，这还能是真的吗？
In that case, Aaron would have thought that if even Moses didn'tDoesn't believe what the Lord said. How could it be true?
如果真是这样，那么亚伦的执行力就会大打折扣。
If that's the case, then Aaron's execution will be weakened.
他可能就意思意思呗。
He might just go through the motions.
给你一个软抗拒、软抵抗。
Or just like a, just resist a little bit.
他可能就伸伸杖。
Maybe just lift the staff that's the
未必去用这个杖去击打这个尘土，很没意思嘛，对不对？
And he may not even just strike the dust.
往往人的理性啊，总想替代神的旨意，但是你做不到的。
Usually people's rational would want to replace God's will.
其次，事就这样成了。
Second, it came to pass just like that.
我们可以从经文中看见什么呢？
What can we see from the scripture?
摩西不但没有打折扣。
And Moses did not cut corners.
这亚伦呢也没有犹豫。
And Aaron did not hesitate.
神说什么他们就做什么。
God said it, they just did it.
然后圣经说事就这样成了。
And it happened exactly as commanded.
而且非常不合理的做那么一件事情。
And it was a completely unreasonable.
非常不合理做什么事情呢？
So what did they do?
他真是伸杖去击打地上的尘土，这很无聊嘛，对吧？
So it's just struck the dust off the ground.
打了尘土以后会怎么样呢？
And what happened after he's struck?
圣经说就在人的身上和牲畜身上都有了狮子，埃及遍地的尘土都变成狮子了。
And it became gnats on men and the beasts throughout all the land of Egypt.
我想想很可怕这件事情。
So、
怎么一打满埃及人身上、牲畜身上，全埃及都满了狮子，你不觉得可怕吗？
When they strike it, and then it's everywhere, every corner just full of the gnats.
可能谁都会问。
Someone coming might it back?
这击打尘土怎么会就出现狮子呢？
How does striking dust make gnats appear?
变出狮子就算了呗。
So even more incredible, the gnats.
这些狮子竟然还听神的话。
These gnats obey God.
叫他去哪，他就去哪。
They went wherever God told them.
我们心里边会不会问凭什么呀？
How is that even possible?
无论是谁呀、啊，此情此景，此时此刻，还有谁能不将一切的荣耀颂赞归给神呢？
No matter who you are in that moment, scene to scene, who could fail to give glory and praise God?
可怕的是，埃及遍地的尘土都变成狮子了。
What's terrifying is this: the dust throughout all the land of Egypt became.
你想想，有一天你一出门，满地都是狮子，还肉眼可见在那动，你什么感觉
？Think about this: if you just get out of the house and you just see everywhere just full of the gnats, how?
我想一想，我都感到浑身的汗毛都会起来，对不对
？When I think about it, I just have a goosebumps.
对啊，最后邪术却不行。
Finally, the sorcery failed.
对啊，法老的倚仗是什么
？So what is The Pharaoh's reliance,
无非就是他的骄傲嘛。
It's his pride.
再加上他比较熟悉的那些行法术的博士与术士，对吧
？And also those magicians and the sorcerers.
这些行法术的他们能做什么呢
？So what were the magician and sorcerer doing?
当然就是照葫芦画瓢，你能做什么，我也能做什么。
Of course, they were just.Trying to imitate.
呀，他们的逻辑是什么呢
？So what's their logic?
你亚伦和摩西能做什么，我们也能做，必须能做呀。
So their logic was whatever Aaron and Moses can do, we must be able to do too.
今天讲的是第三灾，对吧
？Today we just talk about the third plague.
还记得前两灾吗
？You still remember the previous two plagues?
第一灾是水变雪，第二是青蛙地上了埃及，青蛙上了埃及地。
At the first the plague is the water turned to blood.
前两灾这些术士变法术的，他都可以做得出来耶。
The first two plagues and the magician they can do that.
法老也觉得自己很拽，你看你能做，咱的术士也能做呀。
And the pharaoh also just took pride in them.
哎，从第三灾开始，事情发生变化。
From the third plague, things changed.
这些行法术的开始不灵了。
By this time, and their magic failed.
圣经怎么说呢
？What does the Bible say?
他说，行法术的也用邪术要生出狮子来。
The magicians try to produce gnats by their secret arts.
留意啊，这是一个创造的动作，从无到有啊。
Pay attention. This is a creation, just from nothing to something.
呀，让青蛙上岸，从有到有，他做得出来。
To make the frog to go on the shore and to
将水变成血，变个颜色，它也变得出来。
To turn from water to blood and
但是要就活生生的尘土变出狮子来，行法术都做不出来。
However, just from the dust to the gnats, they just couldn't do it.
这个时候法老没得拽啦。
At this time, the pharaoh just cannot have any kind of pride.
呀，行法术的也想用邪术生出狮子来，确实不能啊。
However, even the magician tried to produce the nest, but their secret arts they just couldn't.
坦率地讲，这个时候法老应该感到心虚了。
At this point, the pharaoh just should have felt uneasy.
心里边可能也在犯嘀咕啊。
He must have been just thinking.
怎么我的依靠就没能力了呢
？Why is my source of power powerless?
怎么我的术士就做不到他做的事情呢
？How come the magician they just could not do what the Moses did?
这个摩西的神能做的事情，我们埃及的神却无能为力了呢
？The God of Moses can do this, yet our Egyptian gods just can do nothing.
这是一件神得荣耀的事情，对吧
？This is what God received His glory.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
法老心里刚硬，不肯听啊。
Pharaoh hardened his heart.
关于法老心里刚硬的问题呢
？Regarding Pharaoh's hardened heart.
可能是容易产生疑问的问题啊。
You might have questions or feel confused.
或者谁心里会感到困惑，会不会啊
？And maybe feel confused.、Right?
其实大可不必如此吧。
But actually, there's no need.
这也是同样是一个凭信心领受就可以的事情。
We can receive it simply by faith.
首先，行法术的见证，它也是个见证。
First, the testimony of the magicians.
埃及行法术的士灵
The failure of Egypt's magicians.
其实就是打了法老的脸嘛
It was direct blow of
到了关键的时候，埃及的邪术生不出狮子来了。
At a critical moment, the Egyptian sorcery could not produce them.
这些埃及的博士与术士很着急，但有什么办法呢？
The magicians were anxious, but there was nothing they could do.
他也最终也要向法老交账的呀。
They had to report back to Pharaoh.
圣经怎么说他这个交账呢？
So what does the Bible just mention?
他说，于是行法术的就对法老说，这是神的手段。
The magician said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God."
这是神的作为啊。
This is God's word.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
其实这等于是一句终极的宣判了。
This was the ultimate verdict.
这意味着埃及的邪灵与耶和华神之间是有一个无以比拟的天壤之别了。
It showed an incomparable difference between Egypt's false gods and the Lord God.
换句话讲，行法术的终于败下阵来了。
So in other words, the magicians finally just admitted they just failed.
他也不得不承认自己的渺小和卑微。
They just cannot help, just they have to admit they're just a smallness.
他说这是神的手段是什么意思呢？
And they said it's finger of God. What does that mean?
他的意思就是我们埃及的术士的作为不过是人的作为而已了。
So they're trying just to say that is whatever we Egyptian magician do is human effort.
或者再充其量也不过是邪灵的作为了。
Or at most, the work of evil spirit.
这些埃及的术士对法老这么讲的意思是什么意思呢？
So what does that imply from them?
他的潜台词就是说，你法老也别闹了，你输定了。
The implied message was that Pharaoh, don't get proud, you're defeated.
其次，心刚硬的本质。
Second.The essence of a hardened heart.
法老不是不知道，
Pharaoh did not feel,
乃是不愿意承认了。
He simply refused to admit it.
更加不愿意接受自己铁定的败局。
And even less, refused to accept his inevitable defeat.
你们想过为什么？
Have you thought of reason?
我们想想怎么会有如此愚蠢的人呢？
Think of how can anyone be so foolish?
这真的还没说错啊，弟兄姐妹。
Actually, it's true.
这就是圣经中所说的愚昧人喽。
That's what the Bible calls the person of.
而圣经谈到愚昧人的时候呢
？When the Bible just talk about the fool.
比较多的时候是指其本质就是愚昧的。
Just in the essence means it's ignored.
如果走到玩梗的地步呢？
If you just go to the point, just stubborn to the point.
圣经就会称这些人是愚妄人。
And if you get to the point of stubbornness, the Bible calls you just a reckless person.
如果人走到一个地步是抗拒神呢？
Those who resist God.
圣经说他们是愚顽人。
Are obstinate.
像法老这样狂傲、骄傲、狂傲的级别呢？
For someone like Pharaoh, proud and arrogant.
通常圣经就将这一类人归为亵慢人。
And the Bible just calls him that the blasphemer.
而法老的愚昧源于他不认识神。
Pharaoh's foolishness just came from not knowing God.
要在第五章的时候，他就对摩西讲说：“耶和华是谁？我又不认识他。”
In chapter 5, and Pharaoh even said to Moses, "Who is the Lord?"
所以，一个不认识神的人就是个愚昧人。
Therefore, a person who does not know God is a fool.
一个不愿意认识神的人是个亵慢人。
A person who just do not want to just get to know, refuse to get to know.
一个与神为敌、抗拒神的，就是愚顽人。
And a person who just resists God, it just.
我们打开今天世界的时事地图看一看，有哪些人是敌基督，哪些人是愚昧人、愚顽人。亵慢人，对吧
？If we just look at the history and look at what happened today, we can just see what kind of people they are.
要最后是神的全知之内。
Finally, within God's omniscience.
当法老向摩西表明他不愿意认识神的态度之后呢
？After Pharaoh showed Moses that he refused to acknowledge God.
其实他的结局就已经定了。
His fate was already set.
当我们去轻慢神的家，轻慢教会。轻慢神的仆人使女的时候，你的灭亡的结局就定了。
When we just do not honor God and God's servant,
因为圣经说神是不可轻慢的，对不对
？So God just cannot be mocked.
呀，孰先孰后并不重要。
The order of the event doesn't really matter.
因为神都知道。
Because God knows everything.
从圣经的记载来看呢
？From the Bible's account.
的确是法老拒绝神在先。
Pharaoh did refuse God first.
然后神的宣告在后。
And God's declaration came after.
七章三节，他说：“我要使法老的心刚硬。”
In Exodus chapter 7 verse 3, I will harden Pharaoh's heart.
你的愚昧人的态度表明了，上帝就让你更加的愚昧吧。
And you just reveal just your attitude just being just a.
这既是宣告，也是预告了。
And this is both a declaration.
但法老必不听你们。
But Pharaoh will not listen to you.
我要伸手重重的刑罚埃及。
And I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt.
最终耶和华要将我的军队以色列民从埃及地领出来。
At the end, I will just bring out my people, the Israelites, from Egypt.
Yeah, 但即使是这样呢
？Even so,
神其实仍然赐下了无数的机会。
God still gave countless opportunities.
Yeah, 邀请法老来认识他。
For Pharaoh to know him.
甚至在他伸手攻击埃及的同时呢
？Even while he stretch out his hand to punish Egypt.
他也留下埃及人就要知道我是耶和华的恩典机会。
God left a chance for grace. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord.
所以说读埃及，读出埃及记，也就让我们想到教会的使命、教会的结构、教会的光景、教会的目的就在这里。
So when we read the book of Exodus, we understand what is the purpose for the church.
感谢神，神到目前为止的前三周，坦率讲，前三灾啊，坦率讲都是比较温柔的，比较有限的，对吧
？So far, the first three plagues have been just gentle and limited.
他仍然在等候埃及人悔改。
God is still waiting for the Egyptians to repent.
亚伦用杖击打尘土。
Aaron striking the dust with his staff,
还打出数不尽的狮子呀
producing countless gnats.
呀，是离不开摩西的认定。
It depends entirely on Moses of his authority.
以及亚伦简单的顺服。
And Aaron's the simple obedience.
缺一不可的弟兄姐妹。
Neither could be missing.
另外呢，凡是谢恩。
Also, just giving thanks.
使我们比较容易在细小卑微之处明白神的旨意。
It helps us understand God's heart even in the small and humble details.
狮子虽微小
，nets may be tiny，
却有神的大计。
But with God's great plan，
有神的恩典
；with God's grace，
有神的全知
；God's omniscience，
也有我们属灵生命成长的机会啊
！And the opportunity to grow in our spiritual life.
好，我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
And Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你吩咐摩西、亚伦去击打尘土。
We thank you. You just commanded Moses and Aaron to strike the dust.
我们甚至没有想到，他所击打的尘土，正是神造人所用的材料。
And the dust that they strike, actually, that's what you use to.
这里也提醒我们，人算什么？不过是尘土所造。
So we're just not nothing because we just start created from the dust.
世人算什么？有什么可以去骄傲蛮横的呢
？So.Is there anything we can be proud of just like that?
我们不过是尘土所造的。
We're just created from dust.
主啊，求你让我们在尘土当中去仰望这位为我们创始成终的主耶稣基督。
Just please help us just look up to you just from the dust.
好，让我们一生一世为主而活。
So that we live for you in our whole life.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord, pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.